Mr. Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Bucky Brooks just joined us on this program, and boy, just a lot of food for thought from my colleague from the NFL Media Group, one of the top scouts in his day, now one of the top analysts in sports media, breaking down prospects, getting ready for a draft and how a draft goes down. If you missed it, there's our YouTube page. There's our Rich Eisen Show Collection page, which is our video on demand service courtesy of our relationship with Roku and the Roku channel, which, by the way, is free on all Roku devices, select Samsung smart TVs, Amazon Fire TVs. We're free on the Roku app, free at therokuchannel.com. We've got Matt Barnes bringing all the smoke to the studio in hour number three.
Now, when you say he's bringing all the smoke, do you, never mind. Forget it.
That's the name of his podcast, TJ. I don't know what you're talking about.
I was confused.
At any rate, he's bringing all the smoke. And so he'll be here in studio an hour number three. It'll be fantastic. But we just hung up, as I said, with, not on, Bucky Brooks. And Bucky said, you know, it's possible the Texans don't take a quarterback second overall. And on top of it, they might not even take Will Anderson. They might take Tyree Wilson. And I'm not just saying that because we're now bringing in Tyree Wilson on the Rich Eisen Show, courtesy of our From the Combine to the Draft segment, sponsored by Noble. How are you, Tyree Wilson?
I'm great. How are y'all?
I'm doing fine. You hearing that? That you might be on the Texans radar screen, Tyree?
I've been seeing that here and there lately.
Okay. And how does that make you feel when you hear that?
I mean, D'Amico Ryans had a lot of success at San Fran. You know, a lot of great addresses and defensive linemen. I was in a just a great defense as a whole. I'll be excited to, you know, play for him.
And what was your meeting like with the Houston Texans, Tyree?
You know, it was great. I liked it a lot. Met a lot of great people. My second time, you know, meeting some of the people in the organization, and you know, I left with good vibes.
First time was at the Combine?
Senior Bowl.
Okay, and then the second time was a top 30 visit. Is that what it was?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And so they flew you in to Houston, and you just can you walk me through what that was like, that Texans visit?
I mean, they flew me in, you know, car service to the to the hotel.
Very
you
nice.
You know, went in there and introduced myself to the whole staff, and, you know, I met with the D-line coach and, you know, everybody that I would interact with, you know, throughout my time there at the Texans. And, you know, I finished the day off with, you know, D'Amico, and We talked about, you know, his success and what he sees, you know, sees in me, and, you know, left it at that.
Did you meet Cal McNair, the man who runs the operation, owns the team? Did you meet him?
No, I did not.
Okay, you did not. Did they send a sedan or an SUV for you, Tyree? Let's get to the important stuff. What'd they say?
SUV.
Damn straight they did. You're gonna sit in the back of a sedan? No way. Right? Because, I mean, let's just be honest. If you are sitting in the back of a sedan being chauffeured around, can you open up both doors sitting in the middle of the back seat just by reaching to go grab them?
I probably could.
Right? Right? You could just sit. I can't imagine the last time you sat middle seat anything. But if you're sitting in the back, you could grab the handles of both the right and left back doors, correct? Because of your wingspan.
Yeah.
Okay. 86 inches? Is that your wingspan, Tyree?
Somewhere close to that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I'm seeing this at the Combine. You stood up at the podium and you spread your arms out for everybody to see. 86. I'm just looking at you right now. You could definitely do that in a car. So when it all comes down to it, for somebody who played collegiately in Texas, and if I'm not mistaken, lived there ever since you can remember, what would it mean to be the first player on the defensive side of the ball drafted and taken by a team from the Lone Star State? What would that mean to you, Tyree?
I mean, you know, basically all I know is Texas, so it would be great, you know, to be the start of something, you know, great that's going to happen at the Texans, and, you know, play for a great organization and great coaches.
So, and again, because I'm a professional, I looked this up. It's called Wikipedia, to be very honest with you. You were born in Alaska? Is that true?
Yes, I was.
What happened that you were born in Alaska? I don't mean to say that it sounds like I'm like something went wrong. I apologize to everybody in the great 49th state of the United States, but Why were you born in Alaska?
So my grandpa was in the Air Force. My mom was born and raised there. And, you know, she met my dad, and they had me. And then, you know, grandpa retired, and then we moved back to where he was from, which is close to Henderson, Texas.
Okay, so does that make you a Cowboys fan growing up? No,
I wouldn't say a Cowboys fan.
Okay,
the family was a Cowboys, you know, loved the Cowboys. I was more of a Saints fan.
Why were you a Saints fan?
Just me being close to Louisiana, and then they were a successful team. You know, growing up, I liked Drew Brees and Alvin Kamara and a lot of people in that organization.
Yeah, I, Tyree, this first time we're just meeting and talking, I did detect a little bit of, like, over your deceased body, would you be a Cowboys fan? That kind of got that sort of vibe from you.
You said, what's your question?
That you would never be a Cowboys fan on planet Earth. I got that sort of vibe, like, forget the Cowboys. I kind of picked that up.
You know, I never said that. You know, that's a great Texas team, you know, okay. American team. I would love to play for them.
All right. Now, good answer. Good answer. Absolutely. Does that mean you visited with the Cowboys too, Tyree?
I visited with them at the combine when we had a formal interview.
Ah, were you on the bus? Did you meet on the bus?
No, I wasn't on the bus.
Did you meet with the Joneses? Did you meet with them both?
No, I did not meet with them.
Okay. So how many teams have you met with? Do you know the exact number?
No, I do not.
You do not, because there were so many of them, is what you're saying.
Yes, it was a lot of teams.
Okay, a lot of teams. All right. So a couple more questions for you, Tyree Wilson. Who was your favorite player growing up?
Favorite player growing up?
Yes, sir.
I liked a lot of skill positions, you know, because when you're young, you know, you want to touch the ball and,
yes,
you know, run. Then when I started, you know, being true to myself, you know, I started playing DN. So I started, you know, watching Von Miller and Myles Garrett and did, you know, J.J. Watt.
Okay. Have you ever met any of those guys?
Myles Garrett, you know, Von Miller came back to A&M when I was there.
Okay. All right. And so did you get to pick their brains in any way, shape, or form when you got to meet them?
No. I mean, I was kind of young, you know. Yeah. I matured a lot since then.
Okay, you have matured a lot.
I'm looking forward to meeting them again and, you know, be able to pick their brain.
Okay, so pre-snap, when you know you've got to come up with a stop or a sack, what's going through your brain, Tyree Wilson? Walk me through that process, if you don't mind.
Well, first, you know, you field preparation, you already know what the person in front of you is going to do. So you got a good idea what they're going to do, and you already got your mind made up, like what moves going to get you to the quarterback, and you already know, you know, what tendencies or what, you know, for formations they like to run and what, you know, runs they're going to do out of what personnel group. And so you got a good understanding.
And then what? Post-snap.
And then you go disrupt the play or, you know, set the edge and let people rally around and, you know, make the plays inside or, you know, let the linebackers flow and make plays too.
Go hunt.
Team sport.
Essentially, go hunt. Hunting for the quarterback, hunting for the football. Do you say something to the quarterback after you've put him on the ground?
No, I don't think it's much to be said. I'm pretty sure he knows I'm on that side, and he'll be scared to, you know.
So you're not a talker. You're not a talker, is what you're saying.
No, I do talk. I do talk, but it's more to the offensive lineman. You know, you're gonna let your quarterback get hit. You know, you're gonna block for him or what?
Is that what you say pre-snap?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else that you can describe for us, or you just let the tackle know that it's going to be a long day?
I just let the tackle know, really.
Oh, understood. Okay, very good. And then what will a team get if they draft Tyree Wilson? What does a team get?
But they're getting a lot, you know, good person first, you know, on and off the field. Somebody that's disruptive, a dog, you know, somebody that's going to work and, you know, try to better themselves every day, you know, a leader by actions and not just, you know, vocal, you know, and also going to lead when times are hard and just, you know, somebody that you can count on and somebody that's dependable every day.
Okay. All right, Tyree Wilson. So where are you going to be draft night? Are you going to Kansas City? You're going to be there?
I am going to Kansas City.
All right. Who's going to be with you?
My family, you know, my mom, stepdad, grandparents, and siblings.
So your NFL dream gets realized, you're going to have your loved ones around you.
You said what?
When your NFL dream is realized, you will have your loved ones around you, pretty much. Yeah. Is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, they made a lot of sacrifices for me to be in this position. So, yeah, you know, I have to have them around me.
Would you mind describing one of the sacrifices to me? What are you willing to share with
us? Playing sports and, you know, having other siblings. My mom had to, you know, run around and take care of them and also, you know, run me to practice and, you know, then miss stuff for them to take me to games all across the state of Texas.
So how many siblings do you have?
I got two sisters, one brother.
Two sisters, one brother. So you're one of four, and your mom was, shuttling so many people around. What's it going to be like for you when you're drafted and your mom's standing right there? I mean,
I've never been in a position before, so I can't tell you, but it's going to be a lot of emotions, you know, to show that, you know, all the hard work and dedication paid off, and it's just the start of some, you know, a next step in my life with it, you know. Next career, you know, which is the NFL.
And then when you get that contract, what's the first thing you're going to do with the with that newfound riches, Tyree Wilson?
I mean, really, you know, really, I'm good. You know, my first year, it's really just taking care of my mom. You know, just you know, showing her that I appreciate her and for everything that she's done for me to help me get to this situation.
No, oh, that's beautiful. What's her name? So we'll know.
Tiffany.
Tiffany Wilson is going to...
Her name is Tiffany Williams.
Tiffany Williams will be with you, and it'll be a wonderful night, and you'll be able to take care of maybe something from Tiffany's. Something like that?
Yeah.
Well, you know, also, I should let you know, the Lombardi trophies from Tiffany's as well. You can get that too. Right,
yeah,
Tyree? You know what I'm saying?
I'll be taking one of those too.
Fantastic. I'm very much looking forward to this night for you. Congratulations in advance of your dream being realized. You're about 8 days away from that happening, and I look forward to continuing watching you and with your career.
Appreciate it.
You got
thank
it.
Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for being here. That's Tyree Wilson. Get to know him. Some NFL players trying to protect quarterbacks should get to know him very soon. That's from the Combine of the Draft, sponsored by Noble. Noble is the official Combine training partner of the NFL and the official on-field supplier of apparel and headwear for the NFL Scouting Combine. Tyree Wilson. Everybody could use somebody like him to rush the quarterback. Arizona as well. How about them apples? That's Matthew Stafford. Tyree, you want to meet him? That's Geno Smith. You want to meet him? That's... Sam Darnold or Brock Purdy and maybe not Trey Lance?
Probably Sam Darnold to start the year.
Trey Lance is already gone, huh? He's already gone?
Yeah, he's already gone.
He's already gone? No, he's not.
We liked him, but he's gone.
No, he's not. Let's take when we come back, the top five teams that should be making phone calls for Trey Lance, who we adore, right here on this show. 844-204-RICH, also the number to dial. We'll take your phone calls when we come back. Men, do you get distracted during the day thinking about your underarms sweating, itching, or emitting an odor? Do those thoughts keep you from showing care when it counts? New and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant with 72-hour sweat and odor protection and 1-quarter moisturizing cream helps you forget about your underarms so you can be present for the moments that matter. Don't let underarm insecurities keep you at arm's distance from the ones you care about. Buy new and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant wherever personal care products are sold. Noble is a training brand for people who work hard and don't believe in excuses. Noble's performance footwear, apparel, and accessories are worn by some of the fittest athletes on earth and is now the official combine training partner of the NFL and the official on-field supplier of apparel and headwear for the NFL Scouting Combine. Head to www.nobleproject.com/NFL to see how Noble forever changed the NFL Combine and to shop football training essentials and more gear for your day-to-day workouts. Stay tuned to the Rich Eisen Show and keep your eyes on our Twitter feed and YouTube channel as I'm hosting a new segment sponsored by Noble called From the Combine to the Draft, I'll profile a few players' journeys from the physical and mental tests of the NFL Combine as we head towards the thrilling moment when the picks are announced in Kansas City during the draft. That's Twitter.com/RichEisenShow and YouTube.com/RichEisenShow. From the Combine to the draft, sponsored by Noble. Jimmy in San Antonio is on the Rich Eisen Show phone line. What's up, Jimmy?
¿Cómo estás, hermanos?
Bueno, sí.
Oh my God.
Everyone's good?
Yeah. Del Tufo got hooked on phonics since your last phone call. Yeah.
Wow. No, Del Tufo expanding horizons. Seems like your boat. That's awesome.
Oh my gosh.
See?
We'll get to that
expanding
in a
horizons.
Second.
That's a good name of your boat.
Yeah, better than the one that he chose.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Okay. What's on your mind, Jimmy?
First, congratulations, obviously. Another Emmy nod.
Thank you.
Back to back. Well deserved.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Quickly. And y'all can talk about this after I hang up, but this draft is looking reminiscent of the Micah Parsons draft, and the Cowboys might get lucky and grab somebody very good in the late first round.
Well,
first, have I told you the story about the Dallas Cowboys bus and the late great coach Joe Avezzano?
Okay. We're settled in, Jimmy. What do you got?
He is a huge, or was a huge, country music fan. And in the off season, there's a big radio seminar in Nashville where all the artists get together. And Coach Joe, I don't know how he got the bus. He probably just told Jerry, can I take it?
Yeah.
And he would bring the bus up to Nashville. And it was like a little green room for people that knew Coach Joe. So we partied on that bus many nights and been kicked off at 5 a.m. And Coach Joe was still going, and the Dallas Cowboy bus was rolling.
I love it. Wow. Good conversation. Good conversation piece. Thanks, Jimmy. Greatly appreciate it. You know,
thank you, boy.
You got it.
Hey,
that story you just told about the Dallas Cowboys bus makes me, you know, I'll get to this here now. I made a mental note of this at the Combine because that bus is everywhere in Indianapolis. You know the Cowboys are in town. For those who don't know, the Dallas Cowboys have a full-sized, full-on coach bus. They have two of them?
I believe there's two of them.
Well, they have one at the Combine.
He has two jets.
And so you know where the Cowboys are at the Combine. And they drive, I guess they drive, I don't know where, I've never really seen it move
in
Indianapolis. You know, like I've never seen it like, you know, because I guess Steven and Jerry Jones aren't Ubering. You know, they're just going to hop on their bus and I guess take it to the restaurant. But you got to find a parking spot. It's always parked right outside their hotel. And I guess en masse, they'll all get in the bus and go to the airport. I don't know what it's there for. Honestly, it's there
because it's
the Dallas friggin' Cowboys and they got a bus.
Yeah. Patriots.
So I thought to myself at the time, now we actually know who's in line to buy the Washington Commanders. And you knew whoever was going to buy the Washington Commanders if they were going to be sold, which is that was the rumor at the Combine. It was one of the rumors I didn't tell you about because it wasn't as salacious as the other ones that I laid out here after coming back from the Combine. But if I was Josh Harrison, Josh, hey, nice to meet you. If you want to really enter the rivalry with the Dallas Cowboys in style, you get yourself your own bus. And you start showing up to the Combine in your Washington Commanders bus, and you make it larger than the Cowboys bus. Make it a double-decker.
That's right.
Make it bigger.
Get a double-decker.
And park it. And put the big W on the side, because guess what? You plan on getting those every single time you take on the Cowboys. I'm just saying. Would that be a way to enter the scene in the NFL? Now, that's braggadociousness, and I don't know this man's personality or the rest of that ownership group's personality. And of course, you know, you when you're walking into a club like the National Football League, kind of don't want to make that big of a splash. You just want to stay quiet, do your own business, and let your field play do the talking. But part of me would just be like, let's get a bus. I mean, we'd still have some spare change after the $6 bill, right? Or $6.05 bill that's done.
Don't forget the .05.
Get the bus. Get yourself a bus. Hey, Dallas, you're not the only team with a bus in the league and in the NFC East.
Only 2.5 million, Rich.
We're here. That's how much a bus is?
Yeah, I'm looking right now.
Well, you got to customize it inside, too.
2.5. We'll do that. We'll do it all.
Yeah, trick that out, man.
Yeah. Got to trick out the bus. Tua's talking right now. I don't know about you, but he looks like money.
Tua saying he discussed the idea of retiring from football after this season with his family.
Oh, 90%?
Decided to keep playing.
There we go.
I don't know about you, but that looked like money.
All right, so Tua's going to we'll get that soundbite turned around.
Tua.
Because Chris Greer of the Dolphins, the general manager, says they hope that Tua's around for a long time. And he's good people, so we'll hear from that. Oh, hey, there was news today that the 49ers are taking phone calls, not making, big difference, on Trey Lance.
Taking.
And we love Trey Lance. And I think Niner fans do too. I think they do. I think they're intrigued that they would just love to see the kid that they used all the draft capital, their team used all the draft capital on to go trade up and go get. They'd love to see if he does have the skill set to throw and to run and to take the Shanahan system and put it on overdrive. Because the Shanahan system, as we all know, we've heard it before in the last hour even, that it's so rock solid, you don't need somebody with an incredible talent, skills, and a huge ass ceiling in order to be successful as an organization. Just need somebody that runs it, that doesn't go stray outside the system, doesn't go off the reservation, just run the play, because it's designed to hit somebody who is wide open. And you got McCaffrey now and all those other guys. Just run it. Don't turn it over. Be a game manager. And now you got somebody who can maybe run it like Kaepernick ran the system for the 49ers in their previous Super Bowl appearance to the one that they've earned only one time for Shanahan. So, yeah. It would be amazing to see the offense that Shanahan runs with somebody who can run it and not snap his friggin' ankle running between the tackles or have it snapped. And so we had Trey on. He was our first guest at the Super Bowl this year, and he's fascinating to me. And I think he's fascinating to 49ers fans because they certainly reacted viscerally, positively, but in a visceral manner to this soundbite that he delivered when I asked him about his future there. Because, again, don't forget, the Niners had just lost to the Eagles in the NFC Championship game, and Brock Purdy was the one who took him all the way to that point, taking Garoppolo's stint as quarterback and putting it where they were heading to. Boom, championship game quality. Because Lance got hurt in week two and Garoppolo took it over and showed once again what you can do with this talented roster and rock solid system. So what about your future with Purdy there and Sam Darnold had not yet been acquired? Obviously, just being a couple days after the NFC Championship game loss to Philadelphia. And this is what he said about getting the starter's job for 2023.
I wouldn't want it to be that way. Brock played way too well, and Brock played at such a high level and handled himself the right way. I wouldn't want it to be a situation where I'm just handed something, and I feel horrible, obviously, for Brock for his injury. But for me, I mean, I truly believe everything happens for a reason. Whether it's his, he's going to be better for it. Mine, I'm going to be better for it, and I'm excited to just get on the field and compete. So that's all I want an opportunity to do.
So you believe your next few months is about competing for this job?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, told it
everyone saw what Brock did. Brock doesn't just come in and play that well and I just get handed something out of the blue, and I don't expect that or want that. But I truly believe, yeah, I just want an opportunity to compete. That's all I wanted at this, going into this offseason.
All right. Gamer, that's why teams are maybe making phone calls and the Niners are taking it on Lance. Also, somebody doesn't want anything handed to him, right? And he meant it. You could say it was one of all those right things. You guys were right behind him, right? Sounded genuine to you, didn't it?
Felt like
very
it.
Much and, so. And again, that's why Niners fans reacted to it. Like, yeah, compete, Got it. We love what Purdy did, but let's go. Let's see if you can take it. Now we're hearing that, you know, other teams want him. And I would say to you, you should do it. And I've got a top five list right here in my hands. Top five teams that should be making the phone call to the 49ers for Trey Lance. Mike, may I have the music to put us all in the mood? Number five is the team that we heard in the last hour. A lot of conversation about it. We've been hearing in the last week that they may not take a quarterback second overall. And maybe, just maybe, D'Amico Ryans had a front row seat to watching Trey Lance deal with all this adversity, deal with all of the watching, and say, we don't need somebody who we got to teach the system to. The system we run is something that he's familiar with. The Houston Texans should absolutely be calling to see if Trey Lance is available. Because to me, again, they're the only team that you're going to hear on this list that would make this trade prior to the draft. I would think you'd have to pay a premium from the 49ers to do that, because the Niners, again, why would they make this trade having seen last year every quarterback that was on their depth chart they needed? So they're going to thin their ranks right now. That's a tough one to swallow, that they're going to thin their ranks right now. And it's a tough one to swallow that a team would just say before the draft, we'll make this trade now. Because everybody else needs to see, would they get a quarterback in this draft? And if not, then they'll make this trade. It could be a front-loaded conversation. The Texans are one of the few, or maybe the only one, that would be like, yeah, the only way we wouldn't make this trade is if somehow Bryce Young drops to us. And if not, then maybe we make the phone call. We'll use the second overall pick on a defender and then flip the 12th overall pick or something on a Friday night. But the Texans should absolutely be making this phone call to see what's up, if they're really interested in trading Trey Lance. And the photograph we showed for our radio audience is Davis Mills, because that's the guy right now. Number four on this list, he's comfortable backing this guy up if that's the way it's going to go. And I think that's the way it would go monetarily. But he's also comfortable being put in the game because this guy gets hurt. They get along very well in a quarterback room. The Las Vegas Raiders might want to reunite Trey Lance with Jimmy Garoppolo. What's up? If we don't get the quarterback we want, seventh overall, we go through Thursday night, don't get that. You know, Brian Hoyer's not getting any younger as the backup. Would Lance be psyched to be the backup? You know, Garoppolo at some point might get hurt. They speak the same language. Maybe the Raiders are knocking on the 49ers door. I would just to see, if you're thinking of trading them, what would it cost? But we'd have to go through the first round of the draft, or maybe even the second round of the draft, before we make that trade. Third on this list is a team that is absolutely in the quarterback market in this year's draft and absolutely might not get the guy that they want 11th overall. The Tennessee Titans should be knocking on the 49ers door and seeing if they can upgrade the position that Malik Willis is currently holding down behind Ryan Tannehill, who everybody believes has numbered days in Tennessee. Could Trey Lance be that guy? I would definitely, if I'm the Tennessee Titans, knock on that door. Again, I would have to have the first round of the draft get out of the way. If we didn't get the guy that we wanted, Trey Lance is an absolutely outstanding option. Number two on this list. Now, this team, 100%, we all know that you must. How many people have you heard say that if you hail from the Shanahan tree, and this coach does, if you hail in any way, shape, or form, have a branch from the tree that's rooted in the Shanahan system, you must pay. I think Daniel Jeremiah said this. You must pay fealty to Kirk Cousins. You must. And the team that currently fields Kirk Cousins, the Minnesota Vikings, should be knocking on the door of Kyle Shanahan and say, you saw something in this guy. We definitely should see something in this guy. And Kevin O'Connell comes from the Rams and McVay and the whole system back in the day in Washington when Shanahan was coaching Kirk Cousins. Maybe Trey Lance is that guy. Minnesota, where Trey Lance I believe Minnesota was the only – did he say when he came on the show as a pre-draft prospect, Minnesota was another team that kind of reached out to him but didn't want to let him play quarterback? Do you remember that, Chris?
I don't recall that.
I just think Trey Lance in the Minnesota Vikings system, and he's from the state of Minnesota, born in Marshall, Minnesota, it just screams out to me. But again, the Vikings have to go through the first round of the draft. If they don't come away with somebody in this year's draft, and you know they're not going to be in the mix next year at the top five, they're too good of a team to go get somebody at the top five in the quarterback position in next year's draft like Williams or May. They got to be knocking on the door and saying, what about Lance? And number one, the team that absolutely should be knocking on the door for Trey Lance, this would blow everybody's mind, it's got to be the Baltimore Ravens. Go check it out. Go check it out. Because if Lamar's telling you, get me Odell and get me DeAndre, and you know, you go get him Odell and he's still not coming in, and the Jalen Hurts contract doesn't offer a template for you guys to work off of, and he's still making it sound like he's not coming, it doesn't matter until you hit a certain number that you might not be willing to hit, and you go through the draft, first round, and there's no quarterback that's out there that you would be willing to take to try and send a message or even turn a page, which it doesn't sound like they're at all thinking of doing. But there's a reason why Anthony Richardson's taking a top 30 visit to Baltimore. And if Trey Lance can be brought in, I would definitely kick that tire. I would absolutely be on the phone of the San Francisco 49ers and have Trey Lance as an insurance policy. Because once again, the 49ers may hold on to Lance. And I think that's what they're going to do. I think last year, Jimmy Garoppolo went from not needing a playbook and was the 19th stringer on their quarterback depth chart to sticking around and then 2 weeks into the season as the starter. And the 49ers are definitely going to see, how is Purdy's elbow going to look? How is Sam Darnold going to make it through the preseason before they would even consider trading Trey Lance, unless you hit a price that they can't refuse in terms of a trade offer? If Lamar in the training camp season still isn't coming because he is holding out, let's just say that happens, don't you think you should call the 49ers right now to get a conversation going just in case? Because the 49ers taking these calls might be sitting there and saying, we're not doing this. Call us in August if that happens. But we still have no intention. But this got out for a reason, and I don't think it's to set up next week's draft for the 49ers to try and recoup what they gave up two drafts ago. And that's my top five list of teams that should be.
All right, we'll get one more.
Here's one more. So if I just said Trey Lance would be outstanding as in case of training camp emergency break glass option for a team that is currently waiting on their quarterback, with Baltimore waiting, if you will, on Lamar. If the Jets and the Packers have not made their trade yet, laugh all you want. If the sorry folks goes into the training camp period.
Sorry, folks.
Okay. And you want somebody that runs a system. Salah comes from the Shanahan system. You know?
All I've been hearing is that this is a done deal.
That's why this is the one more. Okay. This is not in the top five. But you need to, if you're Joe Douglas, just call him up and say, hey, if this thing is really going to, if the Packers are really going to dig in, if the Packers are really going to dig in, like go through the spring, go through the draft and spring and say, we don't have to make a move till September 1 and we'll just hamstring you, Jets, because then the leverage really swings back to us when training camp season opens.
Sorry, folks.
Then Trey Lance, hey, how's Purdy feeling around early August? Oh, he feels good. He's going to be your starter. And Darnold's good. He'll be your backup. We'll take Trey Lance. That alone might get Gutekunst saying, okay, we don't want to pay our guy $60 million. We'll take whatever deal's on the table. Again, this is crazy town insurance. And the Jets should be on the phone to the 49ers just to get in while the getting's apparently hot. That's my list.
Nice.
Good list.
I mean, do the Falcons kick the tires? Because if they're kicking the tires on Stroud and the rest of the quarterback group that they're willing to take in this year's draft, top 10 potentially, or just doing your due diligence, would they do it? I don't know. But these may be the teams that are just making the calls because they're either needing to set up the summer, or if the draft doesn't go their way and Lance is available. I don't think he's available. How does that sound? If you're the Niners and you just played Josh Johnson in crucial snaps in the NFC Championship game because you ran out of quarterbacks, and the last time you had somebody who was from your system that you thought was expendable or wasn't coming back, and that guy wound up helping set up your Mr. Irrelevance run, the you-never-know situation, this is a you-never-know situation. You're going to flip Lance before the draft? Or just after the draft? I don't know. But that said, that's my list. What say you? 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Big streak got snapped last night in the NBA playoffs. Huge streak. We previewed it.
Unfortunately. Before the anniversary.
Big, huge streak got snapped. We'll discuss that before Matt Barnes joins us in studio right here on The Rich Eisen Show.
April is National Financial Literacy Month. What is financial literacy? It's applying different skills effectively, including managing your finances, budgeting, and saving. It just so happens the Cumulus Podcast Network has three great podcasts to help raise your financial IQ. Stacking Benjamins with Joe Saul-Sehy, Bankrate's 2023 Best Personal Finance Podcast.
What's one of life's biggest expenses that we can maybe talk about reducing?
Housing.
Is housing on the list? Buying a house is the number two expense of all these expenses. What's a way that we can reduce our housing expense?
Move from Seattle to Florida.
Wow, spoken like somebody with a little knowledge of that situation.
Afford anything with financial journalist Paula Pant.
You have many financial goals. You want to buy or pay off your house. You need to replace your car. You want to pay for a wedding, send your kids to college, travel the world, and one day retire. But how?
And Webby Award-winning Brown Ambition with Tiffany the Budgetista Alice and personal finance expert Mandy Woodruff.
When I was crafting my resume in my career, I wasn't thinking about the job I had. I was always thinking, like, what's going to impress the person who has my next opportunity and make them want to have a conversation with me? And yeah, I think people are not thinking that far ahead.
That's why we'd be leaning into you, career coach.
So, as you look to improve your financial literacy, follow Stacking Benjamins, Afford Anything, and Brown Ambition. Wherever you listen.
Sometimes, and I hope that's not the case for us on this show, and certainly for me personally for the Emmy Awards, sometimes the 14th time is a charm, you know? And we saw that last night. 13 games in a row in the NBA playoffs that Chris Paul stepped on an association postseason hardwood and saw Scott Foster as the official on the court. And 13 straight times that volatile brew was placed together by the association. And Chris Paul lost all 13 of those games in a row. But last night, Scott Foster showed up and Chris Paul and the Suns won. So where does your conspiracy theory go from here, Chris?
Well, also, you know, look.
Where do we go from there?
I understand. Didn't look good early for Chris Paul and the Suns.
So Devin Booker to the rescue? Because Scott Foster doesn't have a grudge against Devin Booker, who scored 27 after halftime last
veteran
night?
Veteran referees, especially like Scott Foster, are also known as the extenders.
Oh.
They need this series to go seven games.
Which would never have happened without Scott Foster's help.
Well, if the Clippers are up 2-0, like we had the stat yesterday, 2-0 teams win 92% of the time. 1-1. Hey, anybody's series now.
So too bad Scott Foster didn't show up in Boston last night for Atlanta? I mean, well, like, well, where, honestly, like, where's the water's edge of this conspiracy stuff?
We need a compelling series.
Well, trust me, I was watching some NBA TV last night.
Celtics, that wasn't compelling.
I know, because Scott Foster wasn't there to help make it compelling based on you.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Suns, Clippers.
I don't understand it.
The chance of the Clippers going up 2-0, not good for business. We need that series. Seven games.
So
Russell Westbrook versus Kevin Durant.
So
stretch it out.
So it was a Scott Foster sensibility placed in Cleveland last night? As the Cavs waxed the Knicks to even the series?
Cleveland. Nah, nobody cares.
Oh, didn't know that.
Well, does LeBron play?
We need Scott Foster.
Does LeBron play there? Play in Cleveland
Let me
still?
Tell you something. We need Scott Foster in Atlanta because talk about this is the least compelling series so far.
Like I said after game one, that series is over.
Least compelling series. It was over. What was game one on? ESPN? ABC?
Game one was on ESPN.
ESPN. Yeah. Went from ESPN to NBA TV. Game three, it's been announced, is going to be on NHL TV, and then game four will be preempted by Dr. Pimple Popper. Turner, friends, can we lay off the Dr. Pimple Popper promos during NBA playoff games? It was so disturbing. My small children were less frightened by the horror movie commercials. Like Evil Dead Mom or whatever it was. Somebody's talking about mom's coming to kill you.
Who likes those type of movies, man?
Like, I don't know, but hey, there's small kids watching. Can we lay off of the psycho horror movie moms?
Yeah, right.
And the monster cysts being popped in blurry vision. That would be more entertaining than the Celtics and the Hawks. It's a close second.
Not great.
There's a line in one of those, everyone in this room will be dead by dawn. I'm like, I don't want to watch that.
So again, I don't get your Scott Foster conspiracy
theory.
He's
the extender.
Oh.
Extender.
Or so how many series did he not extend because he hated Chris Paul so much, though? I imagine if we actually started to CSI this, if we started to just place it under the microscope, I think your conspiracy theories fall flat.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, Rich.
I just popped that like a pimple popper.
Hey, Rich, if you believe that, then you believe there was also one rogue referee. So.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah. But when the Celtics play, it's all on up and up. It's all your team.
Foster helps the Celtics.
Oh, is that right?
According to the stats.
When the Celtics play, all of this stuff goes out the window, or only if more fouls are called on the Celtics. Just help me out. I can't follow your line of thinking sometimes. Just can't.
Follow the money, Rich.
So what happens tonight with the Lakers in Memphis? Don't they want that to go seven?
No, what did I tell you before? They need the Lakers to advance.
So tonight, sorry, Memphis.
Well, the injury to Josh.
But don't you? I thought you said the Warriors and the Lakers are what the NBA wants.
It is.
So.
Well, sometimes you Draymond, can't help forces of nature.
So Draymond
being a moron.
That's how bad. Hold on a minute. That's how flagrant Draymond's stomp on Domantas Sabonis's breadbasket. That's how flagrant it was that the NBA looked around in their boardroom and said, well. I mean, I know we want the Warriors and the Lakers,
right?
But we have no option but to sit Draymond.
Yeah, based on previous history.
Unless they're now going to call him. Is Scott Foster going to go?
Great question, Rich. I don't know yet.
Because if he's sent there, then he's there to extend, right?
He's there to extend. Also, you know, Warriors stink on the road, so they were supposed to lose.
So are you saying, Scott, I'm going to say this, Scott Foster is the little blue pill of NBA officials?
Whoa.
Is that what you're saying?
Wow. All I'm saying is Ed Malloy is reffing in Denver tonight, so look out.
What does that mean?
You can ask Matt Barnes.
Oh, my gosh.
Brockman knows all these refs.
Miami, Milwaukee. Is Giannis, what's his back?
Oh, Giannis.
What do we got?
Upgraded to questionable.
Okay.
Upgraded to questionable.
All righty.
Saw that.
And Hero's done, right? He's out?
Hero has broken fingers in his hands. He's out 4 to 6 weeks.
4 to 6, that's it.
Yeah.
So based on how long the playoffs are, he can make it back for game 7 of round 2, right?
They said he could possibly be back for the finals.
Finals of what? Of round 2?
of the season. If that goes,
honestly, for this league that's so demanding to go back to back as much as it does, playoffs hit. Let's go Saturday, Wednesday. So anybody up for that? Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday. We'll play one game. Monstrous. We'll play one game during everyone else's work week. That's it. That's all you got to do.
I find
but
it.
By the way, the Suns and the Clippers are every other day. And Paul George is like, where's that 3 days off in between two games?
You literally took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say, they're the only teams that don't have 3 days off. Each game is 2 days off.
How good is Kawhi, by the way?
Come on. I've been trying to.
How good is that guy? By the way,
it's frustrating because I've been trying to tell you all year.
The Clippers tried to steal him 2-3 minutes of rest top of the fourth quarter last night. And it blew up in their faces.
Yeah.
They took him off the court. It was a tight game. It was a 2-point. It was 5 points. It was five points going in the fourth quarter. And I turned to Coop. We're watching the game together. I turned to Coop. I'm like, they're going to try and steal 2 to 3 minutes here. If it's 5 points or less, cherry on top. If it's 7 points, they'll sign for it. It became 11. Boom. Timeout. Kawhi back on the floor. And then they were playing catch up the rest of the game. Yeah. What, they got as close as six or maybe
six,
five?
It's like
hey,
I said
man, when Booker's
ago.
Playing like that,
Kawhi
up.
Leonard's top five in the NBA. I don't care what anybody says. When you look at the entire bag, the entire skill set.
Oh, and you only play half the games. You're
nice.
Well-rested.
Well done. Okay. Did you see he and Chris Paul like bash shoulders and just kept walking? They didn't look at each other?
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
I don't know. It's playoff basketball or I don't know.
I'm surprised Chris Paul didn't flop after that.
I just actually have been told in my ear. Scott Foster told him to do that. This guy.
Wrestling fans, feel the podcast heat. Whoa! Join Hall of Fame wrestlers every week sharing their stories from the past. Click this with Kevin Nash.
I'm in the ring in my mind saying, that's Hulk Hogan. Like Hogan's with us.
And insights on what's happening now. Strictly Business with Eric Bischoff.
We love breaking down the business of the wrestling business.
Ric Flair, Mike Mully, Jake the Snake Roberts, good old JR, and more.
Get into the WrestleMania spirit. Just search Podcast Heat wherever you listen.